Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Just a few days ago, we this is a corporate and then an individual exercise of our faith. And we are going to declare the awesomeness and the effectiveness of the blood of the Lamb, of Jesus, and what He has done for each and every family here. So we have often seen this, that there is household salvation. And so always include in your heart and in your prayers your sons and your daughters, your brothers and your sisters, your mothers and your fathers. Wherever they are, the glory touches. And as you heard from the wonderful pastor from Nakuru, Kenya, that while we were declaring here in America, the glory was giving a breakthrough for Kenya. And then for Eritrea. So even right now, God is breaking yokes. So for you, your family, there's a family from India. God is healing. An angel is going right now, either for your mother or father, someone, to heal that infirmity. So you can phone them, but God's doing a miracle right now for you.
Thank you, Lord.
For other nations here. There's nothing impossible with our God. And as we take it corporately, we want to declare, I appreciate some of you. I'm going to, if I don't remember, I'll say it right now. Look up on the internet, if you can, the speech by the President of the United States in Warsaw, Poland. And it is one of the most amazing and prophetic word for Poland, for Warsaw, for Europe, and for us. And I want us to get in the stream of the prophetic declaration. And as he was just a few days ago in Warsaw, Poland, and again, hundreds of thousands were gathered in Kaczynski Square, he said to them that in 1979, when Poles gathered together, Pope, you may be seated for a moment, sorry. I want us to, I'll ask you to stand up. This is not too long ago, so some of you were at a much younger stage, but still, 1979. This was, and Bonnie was very gracious to me, and we were a team together. We had just been married about, 3 years? And then this was a time you were about to have been. But the yokes were about to be broken over most of Eastern Europe. And the Lord opened doors for me to go there, for Bonnie and I to travel to Europe. And then I was able to do, right behind the Iron Curtain, do crusades in, for example, Prague, Czechoslovakia. We did crusades where multiple thousands came and churches were planted that still are going, but they were under communist yoke. And thousands came to the Lord, Catholics and Protestants, gave their lives and got the Holy Ghost. Yeah. And one of our friends who accompanied me was a leading attorney in Alabama, a civil rights attorney. Helped me, and he met with the Supreme Court of Czechoslovakia, and all the members came to my crusade and got zapped in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And many of them were on the floor slain in the spirit. I mean, it's...
And he tells that story. It's interesting, Pastor, because just during our 4th of July family picnic, Jay Decker and I were looking at Julian's book, The People's Lawyer, and in there is a chapter that is literally called Mahesh and the Holy Spirit and the Glory or something like that, where he tells that story. We just were looking at it.
Wow. You are really in the flow.
You are in the flow.
And it's a time full of potential. But the one more ingredient I believe that God wants us to add is our faith and our prayer that releases something major. And so these people, and so what you saw visually on television, know the whole picture that in 1979 they had already endured about 40 years of horrible communist oppression. And in that context then, the communists could not deny that the first Polish pope had been elected. So Pope John Paul II went to, in 1979, in Warsaw, 1 million people had gathered to honor the Pope. And in Kerzynski Square, they had gathered. And that's where our president was this time also, where the Warsaw ghetto, the uprising during the Second World War, during this the Nazi occupation. It says in this article, the president, President Trump, recalled how on June 2nd, 1979, when Poles gathered for their first mass with Polish Pope John Paul, and we are having communion, which is similar, the communists in Warsaw must have known the oppressive system would soon crumble. They must have known during that exact moment, during John Paul's second sermon, when 1 million Polish men, women, and children suddenly they raised their voices in a single prayer. 1 million Polish people did not ask for wealth. They did not ask for privilege. Instead, 1 million Poles together sang three simple words. We want God. We want God. Say, we want God. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who sent his son to die for us. And in the elements of communion, we are about to receive something. As they made the declaration, something broke in the heavenlies, and the final chains of communist oppression were broken over Eastern Europe. But one of the things that I want to see is part of the key was taking communion together. Amen. And it releases. It is not, so I want you to today to take these elements this morning in faith, the breakthrough in the glory is at hand. And it is your faith. You are adding your faith to the awesome, shadow-shattering event at Calvary, that the galaxies were affected by the awesome achievement of the Son of God who died for you and I. So the breakthrough Hallelujah. Is at hand, even today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that you have a part to play. Your faith on behalf of yourself, your household, your children, but it is also affecting the nation.
Hallelujah.
And as we take communion, I want us to take a prophetic communion this morning. And we are declaring, we want Jesus. Together we are crying out, we want God.
Yes.
And in that speech, the President of the United States, something that he said something that just I felt was so awesome and important right now. Say, now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
And that was the prayer of the early church in Acts 4. Now, Lord, now, stretch Lord. Forth your hand yes. to heal, and that signs and
Hallelujah,
wonders may be
Lord.
Done
yes.
in the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Say, signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
He said, as I stand here today before this incredible crowd, this faithful nation, as we can still hear those voices that echo through history, their message is as true today as ever. The people of Poland, the people of America, and the people of Europe still cry out, we want God.
Yes.
And as, and he went on through their devotion to God, Trump said, the Polish people were able to fight the oppression of communism and prevailed, to which the crowd broke out into a chant, you know. And they are this declaration, we are still, and he was part of the speech, he was hoping, same time as we declared, that this is a word not only for Poland, not only for Eastern Europe, but Western Europe, and for America, we say, the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord who gave the Father, who gave
Hallelujah.
His Son, who died. We want God. We want that God. We want God. Say, we want God.
We want God.
And may that be so. With chains, as the biggest chains, there's nothing impossible with God. And one of the chains, I felt like God was breaking as we take communion.
Thank you.
As our faithful witnesses there shared with us, that yokes of addiction over this nation
Amen.
Are being broken. And that some of you, if there might be some of you here even this morning that have loved ones that you know have are fighting addiction, whether it's to cocaine or maybe marijuana, it may be the opioid, the pills. That if you feel like there's, if you know of a loved one, it's in your family or you know, whether it's distant or right, very close, just wave your hand if you know.
Thank you, Lord, that just, for your glory, Lord.
Yeah,
Let
just keep your hand, wave it up there.
God.
Look around you for the people.
Thank you for your glory.
How many there are that even today, the glory of the Lord is coming down to break the chains. All right? And we're going to agree even tonight. Yeah, is that a...
Hallelujah, Lord.
Is he brother, son, nephew? What is it? Oh, there's that lady that waved your hand. Is that your sister? Yeah, the one behind you, too. Yeah. Daughter. Okay. And the one in front of you. Who was?
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, your friend's son. So we know our neighbors. Who is that back there? Blonde lady? I think.
Grandson.
Your grandson. Okay. Who else?
Close family member.
Okay. We want to not only take it as a corporate, but then as an individual. The Lamb of God, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the whole world.
Amen.
But then he comes down, poof, right there.
God,
and it's your son, and it's your daughter, it's your grandson, granddaughter, or your nephew. But God is breaking yokes this morning. Amen. Now you can get up. Let's stand. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Just raise the bread there. We are taking this as individual families and as a corporate body for our region, for Charlotte and the Mecklenburg County, for the Carolinas, and for the United States of America.
Amen.
We are saying
together,
we want God.
We want God.
Say it again.
We want God.
Another time.
We want God.
Now let's say it one more time, and we'll do it three times. But we'll change it. We want Jesus.
We want Jesus. We want Jesus.
We want Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Raise the bread. Father, we bless this bread. It is for us, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the healing glory touch each one who partakes. It's little acts of faith that release the great miracles of God. So by his stripes, say by his stripes.
By his stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. We bless this bread.
Amen.
Let's partake. And for those watching us on the World Wide Web, whether you are in Malaysia or in Singapore, whether you're in Bombay, India, or whether you are in Russia or Brazil, people watching us all across the nations, we are exercising faith for you too. And then may you also cry, we want God, and the glory of the Lord touch your house right now and give breakthroughs. Let's raise the cup. This represents the shed blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Say with me, after me, through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
I and my family.
I and my family.
Are redeemed.
Are redeemed.
Out of the hand of the devil.
Out of the hand of the devil.
Every yoke.
Every yoke.
Every oppression.
Every oppression.
Is broken.
Is broken.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
I overcome.
I overcome.
Every obstacle.
Every obstacle.
Any oppression.
Any oppression.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
And my testimony.
And my testimony.
I am set free.
I am set free.
Me and my family.
Me and my family.
We are blessed.
We are blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Curse is
broken.
Yes.
The curse is broken.
You bless this cup.
Hallelujah.
Partake by faith.
Woo. Shaka.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
May the glory break yokes. There's someone.
Yep.
You are battling a lawsuit. Where are you?
Thank you, Lord.
There's some kind of lawsuit in your family that we are breaking.
Raise your hand.
Yoke. Any
thank
thing.
You,
and then a breakthrough where the IRS is concerned.
Right there.
Wave
your hand. And over here and over
the
here.
The glory is coming. An angel will go.
Fire
and do it
Lord
for you
right there.
In the
thank
name
you,
of
Jesus.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. It's the Lord. See, by the
come
work
on.
Was done
come
at
on.
Calvary.
Come on.
So we partake, exercise
hallelujah.
Faith, and take it for you. Personalize
yes,
it.
Yes, Lord.
Say, it's for me.
It's for me.
For my house.
For my house.
It's for my neighbor.
It's for my neighbor.
Amen. Neighbor,
amen.
Just
Lord,
wave your hand there. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you.
So, raise your hand if you have anything with you want some blessing where the IRS is concerned. Put your hand up.
Oh.
And if you have an addiction, or your relative who has an addiction, just raise your hand.
There you go.
And come I want
on.
You to see the.
Yeah,
and I want neighbors. We love our neighbors, okay? God, Jesus said, love your neighbor. Turn around, if you don't mind. Lay your hands gently on them and agree in prayer right now. Say, we are agreeing the power of God is giving breakthrough for you, for your family. And be blessed. Rejoice for the freedom. The freedom is in Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lamb of God. Praise you. Hallelujah. Father God, we love you. We praise you. Thank you, Father. Woo, take a breath. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Say, thank you, Lord. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
The fire is falling.
Amen.
The glory is right. I still feel the glory from the moment, Pastor, you started sharing. I saw the glory coming, especially for this mama right here. There's something God is doing in answer to your prayer that is a powerful and deep work. And we declare the sudden victory for you, the sudden breakthrough for you. And that young man right back there in the shirt, I think it says love on the front of it. The presence of the Lord is just on you, son. He is just saying yes, yes, yes. Jesus is your divine yes. The divine yes is the answer. Father, we thank you. Glory, Lord.
Glory.
There's somebody who's been suffering from ongoing teeth problems, root canal problems, decay in your teeth, so on and so forth. Where are you? There's something powerful happening for you right now. Just put your hands, and neighbors, put your hands on those folks. Lord, we release your glory. Let the healing rest. We break this curse, and even in the molecular structure of these mouths, in the name of Jesus, now we say turnaround and restoration in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a word, right on that word, it's interesting. I'm hearing the scripture out of Song of Solomon that compares the bride, and it talks about her teeth, and it says there no one will be missing. Not one will be missing. And then it also talks about her offspring. So now, for all of the families watching and present, who have children who are away from the Lord, this is the word of the Lord. Not one of them will be missing. When the roll is called up yonder, they'll be there. Everyone, they'll be there. Lord, we call them in. Shout out their names right now. Shout out the names of your loved ones. Shout them out right now. Father, we thank you. We stand before your presence. And we declare these are loved ones by name. By name, you call them. By name, today. In the name of Jesus, come home. Come back to your borders. And so for every mother, every father here who has been anxious and weeping and wrestling and afraid for your children, this is the word of the Lord. Stop your weeping. Your children will come back to their borders. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. I just got a note that Bobby and Ginger Hussey, who have helped supervise our children's effort, I just saw it in my note here.
Grandbaby.
They have got a grandbaby.
Yes. Benjamin Kingsley Stevens. Yes. Congratulations. Oh, there he is. Woo! There he is. Oh.
I thought it had.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
It just arrived on my...
just popped up and shiny.
So I said, I didn't want to forget. Amen. The electricity of the Lord is going through each of you and receive
and
become a point of contact. Okay? Say, I'm a point of contact.
I'm a point of contact.
And each of you will start vibrating at a level where the Lord's blessing is there. Over
Hallelujah.
You are connecting by your
Hallelujah,
faith.
Hallelujah, right? Lord.
This is by faith. This is for
Hallelujah,
me. Say, this is
Lord.
For me.
Shabbat.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Someone, by the way, is getting a healing for your knee.
Yeah.
The ligament is missing or you've had some, that little flap or whatever. God is recreating that, helping you. Move your knee, and if you're not been able to sit down or whatever without pain. The Lord, glory, just try Lord. It out, because the Lord is giving you
hallelujah, Lord.
A healing touch. Glory. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. And then we'll give you opportunity. We have to go at a pretty fast pace, seems like. But we want to give opportunity for people to give testimony. I want you to check. Call those people. See, and speak a blessing over them if you are able to contact them. Just saying, I felt God's word, and you can borrow what I'm saying, and we are in agreement. Where two or more agree together, there God is there.
Thank you, Lord.
And the curse is being broken through the blood. Galatians 3:13-14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse by becoming a curse for us, so the blessings of Abraham might come upon you. And that is different levels of blessing. That's something the Holy Spirit gave me last week. Some of you, a few of you were able to be there. So, by the way, I wanted to express my thanks to Heather, Todd, down. Katie, the young Seth and Megan. And it was so awesome. They heard my first part of what I'm going to share, but there was something prophetic released, and God confirmed it. You may be seated. Say, God is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And that is the Lord confirms his word with signs and wonders. So you saw the pastor from Nakuru, Kenya. And when drought is a reality, the land suffers, the animals suffer, the people suffer, and your prosperity level goes down. In fact, there is poverty and lack. But then God has promised in his book, if his people will seek his face. Say, seek his face.
Seek his face.
And seek him that he will hear from heaven. And he will have mercy and heal the land. And so, but often the prophetic, his instruments, God would have his servants, whether male or female, be able to release it. You have to speak it. So don't just keep it in when you go home. Like if you had any kind of, you feel, you may not have all clarity, but you feel some uneasy obstacle, something is there, you speak the blessing. Release it in the name of Jesus. If you need, we got some anointing oil from time to time. We give it to you. Anoint. I feel like there's someone who needs to anoint their house, their apartment, their bedroom, wherever, for the oppression to go, and for you to receive the blessing. I'm speaking a blessing, because it is Christ who has redeemed us from the curse. If you will know, Moses, God gave him a word. I'm going to deliver you, deliver your people, the whole population of the captive Israel that was in under the yoke of Pharaoh. Some of you have seen the Ten Commandments. So you were discipled properly by Charlton Heston and others. But you know, he is around the presence of the glory.
Yeah.
All those movies, those old movies, they really tried to be faithful to Scripture in some ways. They were Hollywood, but he's around this smoky golden light. And the ball tell you, they got it quite, because I've been around when the presence comes sometimes. It's like that. When the boy in Africa was resurrected, and I got the word of knowledge specifically, that there is a man here, your son died. It was in this kind of golden, smoky atmosphere that came around me, and I could see and I could speak. And the resurrection glory raised that boy from the dead. It is in that context, then you exercise faith. Whatever the need, do not come under the yoke of the need or the struggle.
That's good.
You look at Jesus.
That's good,
it's
Pastor.
There you get the victory. Okay? You won't get it focusing on the problem. You get it from focusing on the solution,
Lord,
which is Jesus Christ, who was crucified, who died, who was buried, and resurrected on the third day. And through him, he says, therefore, Galatians 3, 13 and 14, this morning we are releasing it for today, for you, for your family, for me. And so every kind of shadow, oppression, sometimes
Amen,
we're
Lord,
carrying
thank you, Jesus.
Generational shadows, okay, that are inherited.
God,
it is
I'm
comes
sure.
from our, like often we'll see, for example, the grandfather was an addict. He was an alcoholic. Now, and the father. The grandfather had it. The father had it. Now the son is fighting addiction. It may be different ways, shades of it. One will be alcohol. Another will be drugs. Now here it is, now opioid. But it is a curse. That shadow. And it is, we need to learn and be educated a little bit, enlightened from the Word of God. The Word of God is truth. Let everything else be a lie. And it's when we lay hold of it and say, this is the Word. This is also the promise of the Lord. No weapon formed against me or my family can prosper.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord has broken the curse, so we receive the blessing. Say, I receive the blessing.
I receive the blessing.
And it's on the basis of the Word of God. It is on the basis of the awesome finished work of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And so no one can steal it from you. It's accomplished. It is done. What did Jesus say? It is finished. The devil cannot take it away. But we have to exercise faith to receive it from ourselves. And so, but last week while I was in Ashland, by the way, Sister Jane, who heads up, who is the senior pastor of that wonderful work, she said, you know, Pastor Mahesh, you have been here, coming here for 17 years, opening the camp meeting.
Wow.
And so we have, and both Bonnie and I usually there. I'm at the beginning as it opens, the first day, for this very powerful revival center for, it's a very, very definite adjunct attached to the blessing from Azusa, more than 100 years ago, that touched hundreds of millions around the earth, hungry for the Lord, one-eyed black preacher, prayed the glory down in Los Angeles. And then, I mean, it was a manifest.
Prophecy.
You could read about it.
Yeah.
And but they had prophesied, by the way, that 100 years later, people, notable figures Seymour, Maria Woodward Eder, Smith Wigglesworth, that there would be a move of God that would be 10 times greater than what they experienced. This was 100 years ago, and then they gave me the privilege of the 100-year anniversary to be the man. 50 years ago, it was Oral Roberts, and this time they asked me to pray the prayer. Oral Roberts preached 50 years ago, and they had me officially. You can look it up on YouTube, where I asked for the Holy Spirit to come, and the Spirit of Azusa in Los Angeles Stadium.
That's
by the
powerful.
Way, with this big, tall guy ran up to me and gave me the biggest bear hug as I came down from the stage. And I didn't know who it was. And he was bearded. And then I found out later that that's Rick Warren. You know, he said, that's the greatest anointing I ever felt. It was wonderful. Anyway, but in the context of Maria with Eder, she was holding a meeting in 1913 in Chicago, and the glory fell on her, and she was preaching, and the glory came on, zapped her. That's the thick presence of God came on her. She was just preaching. poof. And she was immobilized, transfixed in the glory, and stayed like this for 3 days without moving. Now, believe me, I would, every few hours, I would say, can I have a break to go to the potty, please? So that is supernatural.
Whatever. Come on, Lord
and
Jesus.
Multiple thousands God. Came we to Christ Jesus. And got healed. There were some of the most astounding miracles. This was around Chicago. And in that context, he said, 100 years from now, a greater outpouring of the presence of God.
We want you, Jesus.
And so we want God.
Come on. We want you, Lord. Now, Lord.
And for every family.
Hallelujah.
So this is definitely 100 years later. 100 years plus. So we will have an awesome move of God.
Amen.
And so in that, then the Lord said to me last week, in a sense, in, if I can shorten it and slang it, it says, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet, in a sense. That's what the, what
Hallelujah,
the Lord was showing
yeah.
about the levels that I saw at each station of the cross, in a sense, or where Jesus took upon himself the sins of the world, and therefore every blessing could be released for every household and every family.
Oh, Lord God, I'm sure.
That he shed his blood 7 different ways. 7 times you find that he sheds his blood in Calvary. And it you see, it's in Luke 22:44, being in anguish, he prayed and his sweat was like drops of blood. So it was so intense. Blood came out from every pore, and he bled there at the Garden of Gethsemane. That's one. And then it
Pastor,
says...
Pastor, can I make a remark about that?
Absolutely. It's time for you to... Sorry.
No. I want you to... But just in that sense, the Lord is releasing today the power of the blood to release you from every kind of anxiety in the name of Jesus. As he wrestled in Gethsemane with tremendous fear and anxiety towards what was coming, he shed his blood to deliver you today. So wherever there is fear, wherever there has been anxiety, in the name of Jesus, we proclaim the blood that speaks better things than this. The shalom of the Lamb now to come on you, to come on your mind, to come on your heart, to come on your body, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes and amen. So he was there. Secondly, he was taken and tied up and scourged. And the whips went into his body deep. And of course, the blood started coming out. And it says, by his stripes, you were healed. And that is what I've sensed God prophetically over me. That was part of, I'm just carrying it forward for these next seasons. I want you to receive this, that it is, we have taken it as a one, all right, blip, that's it. That's what he did. But God wants to give us levels of breakthrough that we have not fully, it's not a condemnation, it's just saying there is more. It's like you are trying to get a loan for buying a house, and you say, well, I've got about $20,000, and someone says, sir, here's an account. Your grandfather left for you about $200 million here. Do you what? Would you like to take advantage of that?
Yes. Yes.
And that's part of your inheritance. Say inheritance.
Inheritance.
And so you and I, you have an inheritance. And part of it is a giant bank account in heaven
that
we need to draw upon by faith for us, for our children, for our grandchildren, and together, corporately. That's why God made community. God gave us church. It was important that we get together as often as we could to help each other, to claim the inheritance for you. It's my heart to see every family here, and then those watching us, we're going to, by faith, say by faith.
By faith.
And God wants us to, I believe there is a release prophetically for the seven levels of the blood of Jesus shed for us at every level. And so that is an aspect of victory prophetically that God is releasing now, that I want to say it's for you. It's for your family. Take it and then release it for you, for your neighbor. So there, it's like 39 times the stripes were on his body. And there are, they found that there are about 39 root diseases. And the Lord took for on himself the infirmity of all of those different diseases.
Thank and you, Lord.
We have to battle for it.
Thank
we have
you,
to
Lord.
Tell cancer when it's come. By the way, I never want to say that we appreciate every kind of medical care. So we appreciate them. But there are so many times the doctors have said we had nothing to do with this remission, they call it, or the healing that we would call. But we have seen massive numbers, and I feel a
thank
push
you.
Through
yeah.
that you and I, and as a body of Christ, we need to keep pushing forward for more breakthrough, for more families to be free. And together we can do it. Said together.
Together.
We can do it.
We can do it.
So God is saying to every Lone Ranger, take off your mask and join the community. You remember Laura? Well, that season is over. You're going to get more of an inheritance together as we help each other.
Hallelujah. So if you or a loved one has a current diagnosis concerning cancer or any blood disease, just raise your hand where you are. And I want the neighbors sitting next to you, any you or a loved one, someone you're praying for with a diagnosis of cancer or any blood disease.
Or if they're going through chemotherapy.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is, I see
Hallelujah.
Someone who is really struggling with the after effects of chemotherapy.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord wants to touch your digestive system, that you're not able to eat.
Hallelujah.
Right? But we thank you, Lord, and release yokes of prostate cancer. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Someone's father, grandpa, or brother, we break that. Is there someone, prostate condition?
There's several hands right over here, Pastor.
Okay.
Over here. Yeah.
Thank you, Father. We see, and this is, like the angel comes and touches, and we will get. You can check with the families, and in the coming days, we will, may the doctors find complete remission, okay? Hallelujah. It says again, as he was whipped, he bled externally, and he bled internally.
Oh, Lord.
And so we're going to talk more, we won't have as much time. That thought, because the Lord went another direction. He wanted us to, he felt there was a release for every family, and we want to lay hold of it. Thank you, Father. I just see there is a refreshing of the cloudy pillar over us to lead us, that God says to you, I have not forsaken you. I have not forsaken my people. I am with you. I am guiding you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you. As he told Joshua, I am with you. My presence will go with you. And how much more when the blood of Jesus has been shed for us, his presence. Say his presence.
His presence.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
So, Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And then he shed his blood when they put a crown of thorns on his head. And he bled from his forehead. And as then he gently put it on him. He smashed it in. And where there are mental anxieties,
yeah,
where there are roots of schizophrenia or depression,
hallelujah,
or oppression,
Lord,
any kind of mental problems, God wants to give deliverance from it on the basis of the blood of Jesus. So
hallelujah,
we are going to practically see some of these. We have seen physical, so much physical, complete restoration. And we could tell you, keep you entertained here for hours of the different stories of, and believe me, I was just as surprised. I remember when I told you about the story, in Chicago, I remember partly because this was many years ago. I had not gone to Chicago in the wintertime, and I was wearing my Florida suit, and I landed there, and it was freezing. The wind was blowing. And believe me, I felt like I was standing naked as I get off. And that night I had to do these meetings that were sponsored by about 30 churches. And there was a beautiful opera hall type thing. And there was a wooden stage, I remember it, very beautiful wood, something like this. And I was talking, and the whole big auditorium was packed out. And six people carried this on a stretcher, this body. While I was speaking, without my permission, they slipped it right on the stage, and I was moving around, and the man, he looked like a skeleton. He was a skeletal structure, and he was still wrapped up in the blanket. I wanted to steal one of the blankets from him. I was so cold, he wasn't. It didn't look like he was breathing, and I said, darn it. They put a dead body right here. It looks so bad that I thought, if he's not dead, he's going to die right here. And it looks bad when during a healing service someone dies. So I was kind of concerned in that level. And the presence of God was so thick. And I could see that hovering over him. I said, okay, I'll leave him alone. What I didn't know, and later Bonnie and I know the story. Well, a year from then, I went back to this particular men's church. And it was a major aspect of the church was drug rehab. And some of the people in the rehab center, with one of their best friends, was dying with cancer. And they had already arranged for his funeral. They had that week because he had either just a few hours to live. And so these are drug rehab people. They were already had so many confrontations with the police. So we don't care. They smuggled his body out of intensive care. Well, nobody was looking. And wrapped his body on a stretcher and smuggled him out of the hospital and brought him to the healing service. Well, guess what? The glory came and healed him completely. And he was catching people. The next year I went about the same time, and he was just a good looking. His hair came back, everything, and chemo was over. I mean, he was totally healed in the glory. And his name is Tony Salerno. And I remember, I mean, what, 25, 30 years later, I was back there. And he was right there. I mean, completely.
Praise
I mean,
the Lord.
This was long-term healing. One was that night, I remember, there was a lady who had stood in. And she just said, my mother has pancreatic cancer, and she's supposed to die this week. And I blessed her, and the Lord touched her in the hospital, wherever she was. And that woman lived. Pancreatic cancer is one of the most serious things that comes. And she was completely healed. In fact, they came. A few years later, they came here to the service. But all of that to say, we have, in many ways, we as a corporate community, the church, we need to come into the full apprehension of the blood of Jesus. And by his stripes, we are healed. Say, by his stripes.
By his stripes.
We are healed.
We are healed.
And then, so mental oppression, he shed his blood when they crucified him. He bled from his hands. And so the Lord, in exchange, this is as we take by exercise faith, may every blockage to the work of your hands be broken.
Amen.
So that you can
Amen.
Go to the next level
Amen.
Of prosperity
Amen.
And provision.
It's, Amen.
It's when he bled from his hand, the work of your hands, God says, I will bless.
Amen.
May God bless
Amen.
The work of your hands. By the way, there's someone, God is either having you write it or the Lord has given you a clear word to you. You're supposed to write a book. Where are you? Is that you? Well, stand up right now. We're going to claim the breakthrough that you finish it. Now, believe me, you are going to, what do you think? Don't put it off. Well, one day in the sweet, we're going to give it a time frame. How many of you would say, I can believe in 1 year's time I'll finish it. All right? 1 year's time? Okay. Now, in 1 year's time, I'm expecting either a copy of your book signed by you. I will even spell out my name. Or you can give it to Bonnie. All right? And give yourself that years ago, many years ago, this Catholic publishing house called me. Servant Publication. It was a Catholic charismatic. They said, God told us we had to publish your book. Bonnie will remember. And I said, what book? The amazing thing was it was a Catholic publishing house.
Yeah.
I was a Protestant pastor.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I had ministered in Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's where they were based. And the miracles they saw. Anyway.
Thank you, Lord.
That Bonnie said, that means you're supposed to finish your book. We had to finish the book and send it in. That's the book called Only Love Can Make a Miracle.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to, I feel like glory's here.
Yes,
to make it so. Like Captain Picard would say on Star Trek, make it so, number one.
Amen.
All right. Bless you.
Yes.
You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let me just give a little word of practical exhortation to all of you who feel like you're supposed to finish this assignment. As you know, our spiritual father and mentor, one of the great Bible teachers of the last century, Derek Prince, was extremely prolific in his writing, very faithful, and his books are still being multiplied and discipling nations. But Derek told me that if you want to write a book, you have to put it on your schedule. In the same way that you eat three times a day, that you do your exercise whenever, that you have a set getting up time or a set bedtime or a set time to go to work, you have to set on your schedule every day aside the time that you're going to write. And you sit down at that time and you write. It doesn't matter if you feel anointed or not. You sit down and you write. You make it a discipline. So I'm just going to give you that word because often, you know, the scripture says, write the vision, make it plain that the people may read it and run. Run with it. So that's what you're going to have to do. For all of you who stood up, you're going to have to put it on your schedule daily to do your writing. Either it's for its 30 minutes or an hour, and you'll be able to complete the job.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Pastor Mahesh, I just wanted to throw in a couple of things here really quickly. While you were preaching in Ashland on the blood, which I didn't know at that time, but I was sitting out on our back deck, and all of a sudden, the Lord came, and he like stood before me as this joyous preacher, and he started preaching this sermon to me. And the very first thing that he said was a line from Revelation 15 that says, they sang the song of Moses and the Lamb. And the Lord suddenly just took me into the reality that we are in a fresh season, as Pastor has been sharing, a fresh season of realizing our deliverance, realizing our liberty, realizing our identity, realizing our freedom that has been given to us through this divine work of the Lamb of God. And in that whole context, he said, who were they that were singing? And I had to go and, you know, read Revelation 15 again to find out who were singing the song of Moses and the Lamb. You find that they are the overcomers. Say overcomers.
Wow.
Say we are the overcomers.
Overcomers.
But you see, how they overcame was through, they were singing the anthem as what brought them to this glorious place of having overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Overcome death and sin. And it was all the old saints in Moses that because of the blood of the Lamb that delivered them out of the bondage of Egypt, it was put on the door that one night, that one lamb, and suddenly they were delivered out. But they had a place to go to, and that was to go in to possess their promise. And it was the power of the Lamb that not only took them out, but took them in, into the promise. So tell your neighbor, he's brought us out. He's brought us out, and he's taking us in. He's brought us out of bondage, and he's taking us into our promised possession. Hallelujah. And it says that they sang the song of Moses and the Lamb, saying, great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name, for you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you. Can you say that? All nations, Lord Jesus, will come and worship you because of the blood of the Lamb, because Amen. Of the blood of this covenant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I went and I looked at the Song of Moses. There's a whole chapter, Deuteronomy 32, and it says at the top of the chapter, the Song of Moses. And I went back. And I read it.
It was one of the top 10.
It was number one. It was the number one. Twitter, Facebook,
better than Beatles,
iTunes, yeah. All of it. The Song of Moses was number one. And you go back and look at that, and it's absolutely stunning. But one of the things that stuck out to me is at the end of it, Moses says, this is not an idle word. Can you say this is not an idle word? Today, you are receiving an active word. A now word, a true word. Say, this is not an idle word. He says, this word is your life. This word is your life. And this word will bring you into your possession. Come on. Say, it's not an idle word. Put your hands up and say, Lord, we receive.
Lord, we receive.
Your active word. The word of power. The word of the blood. The voice of the blood that is speaking. Speaking better things. Better things.
Better
things than this. Now release that word. Release that word over your life. Now release it. Go ahead. You think of the things that need to go to that next level and release. Say the blood of Jesus is speaking over you. Better things than this. We call you to the next level of glory, to the next level of faith, to the next level of joy and deliverance, to the next level of prosperity, to the next level of healing, to the next level of increase and restoration in your family. We call you to the next level. Say better things.
Better things.
Look at your neighbor and say, this is not an idle word. I receive it, and I'm going to run with it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Run with it. See, the sixth and that seventh point of the shedding of the blood, the sixth was exactly congruent with what you're saying, because when they're crucified, they put nails in his hands and then on his feet.
Hallelujah.
The feet were pierced, and it says, wherever your feet, the Lord, it's in Joshua 1,
Hallelujah.
Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you. So that the crucified blood of Jesus, that where they were pierced by those pierced feet, you can come into possession and take possession of the promised land provision for you and your children on the basis of the blood of Jesus, not because you are awesome, great warrior, or whatever. It's on the basis of the blood of Jesus. You can go and possess the promised land provision. It's mine. God has given it to me. And you are going to take possession. Hallelujah. So we decree that through the blood of Jesus, through the flow of the blood from his feet, we are thanking you, Lord, for bringing us into promised land provision. Every place that wherever we put our foot we shall tread upon, that I have given unto you is being given to me. And then it says the soldier pierced the Lord's side and blood came out from the fluid that comes from around the heart. And because of that, the Lord, where there is heart issues, God
Hallelujah.
Wants to give us healing in heart issues, it's internal, and of course physical healing for the heart.
Thank you, Lord.
But where there is depression, where there is oppression, where there is sadness and grief, God wants in his presence his fullness of joy. God wants to make us a joyful people.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
God.
Glory to God.
Kuryaba.
Hallelujah.
Ah, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Ah, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Sharabakibo.
Amen. Glory. Go ahead, speak.
It's not an idle word. It is your life. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, so we receive. Father, we pray and release a fresh encounter, a fresh personal encounter with your glory and with your presence in the name of Jesus. You have brought us into a supernatural realm, Lord, through the blood of Jesus, a place that is greater than the encounter at Sinai. So now, Lord, we stand in your presence by the Spirit, and we hear you speaking. We hear the blood speaking better things than this. We worship you, O Judge of all. We thank you, Counselor, our attorney, before the Lord, before heaven, before the universe, before earth, that you have taken our case and have adjudicated it through the blood of Jesus and have said, this case is resolved in your favor. And it is finished in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh, our Father, now, Lord, for everyone that has any kind of identity issues, any kind of confusion and family brokenness. We release now, through the blood of Jesus, speaking better things. We release healing in your family relationships. We release restoration for hearts that were broken by fathers or abandoned by mothers in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We thank you, Lord God. Now, wherever there has been loneliness and isolation and fear and depression, we declare you are not alone. Through the blood of Jesus, I am with you, saith the Lord. I am with you, saith the Lord. You are not an orphan. I am with you, saith the Lord. Father, now bring these isolated ones into your community, we pray. Thank you for the divine connections that you have ordained. Thank you for the divine relationships and appointments that you have ordained in your community. And we welcome and we worship you today. Lord, I thank you that there are angels, multitudes of angels. And now, where there have been resistant issues, where there have been institutions and persons and employment resistance, in the name of Jesus, we loose the holy angels through the blood of Jesus that is speaking over your job better things than this.
Yes.
Better things than this. Better things than this. Hallelujah. 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 Can you hear it, saints? Can you hear the sound of heaven? Can you hear the sound of glory? He's all around. He is in. He is with. And with him are a great company of his fiery ones. We thank you, Lord. This is the day of answered prayers of the Lord. This is the day of the promise. This is the day of answered prayers of the Lord. I have heard you from on high. I have heard you from on high. This is the day of answered prayer.
Drought is over.
Hallelujah.
Drought is over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to receive the full benefit of this and say, I'm by faith. And I want you to stand and say, on behalf of my family, on behalf of my children, every member of my family, and for your neighbors, we receive the full blessing of the shed blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, and receive. Hallelujah. I would like for the team that was with me in Ashland, Katie and Todd and Heather and Seth and Megan, and any of the youth that were with me, just come and stand on the other side. Hallelujah. And if you guys, and then, because these guys have been carrying the revival's glory. And some of you guys, come over here, Katie. There you go. Good.
Yes.
And some of you, people here who need to give their lives to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
If you've not had that chance, under the glory cloud right now. The Lord is raining his blessing here. The former and latter rain. And the blessing of breakthrough and healing and miracle. And prosperity at the next level. I'm going to talk about it some more. About the levels at which, where we are and yet don't get stagnant. The Lord wants to get you to the next level. Say the next level.
The next level.
And then there are seven levels of glory manifestation and seven levels of promotion for you and your children. And we want to receive that. If you've never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with infilling, that was amazing. As the glory cloud is coming, Katie will testify to you that every person at camp meeting that came up, boy, they burst out. It wasn't just
Hallelujah.
Little mumbling, right? I mean,
burst out speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord.
And it was supernatural, the glory.
So that's for you.
Yeah. If you have never had a chance to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the prayer language. You come as we sing to the Lord and honor Him. If you need deliverance from addiction, if you have opioid addiction, anything yourself, or there is depression over you, mental, just get delivered. Don't be shy. I mean, that's one of the things.
Hallelujah.
I remember.
Thank you.
In the Congo, there was one of the big major provinces. The governor of the state welcomed me, and it was good man. The glory came so thick, and there was a woman standing next to him who had a big cancerous growth on her, and I said, the Lord is here, and he looked, and the cancer disappeared instantly.
Yeah,
and he ran up, and he said, Pastor, pray for me. I'm a sinner. And I've been, and it was on the whole PA system.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter. I have committed adultery. And I want to give my life to Jesus. Yeah. And I want to. And he became a great evangelist.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. But don't worry. Just get the full zap. Amen? Glory to God. So,
hallelujah, Lord.
We want to see. I felt like I wanted to sing about the blood. It says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing. Raise your hand.
The blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Other found I know nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This is all my hope and means. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
And
we're going to sing it again.
Yeah.
And as I want you to come up, get some prayer right now.
Hallelujah.
You want yokes broken, if you want to get the infilling of the Holy Spirit, come on up and get that. Katie, if you need more helpers, you can call them. Alrighty? Amen. Come on up. We're going to sing, but don't let that just to bless you and get you into that. Congress, if you feel a hope, amen. Let's pray. Glory. All right.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? It's nothing but the blood.
By the way, some young people helping us. These are the ones who got zapped and are in revival glory. And all this team, they were vibrating with the glory. I wanted them to carry some of it or pray it over you. So if you want blessing, you can come and let them pray for the breakthrough. If there is someone fighting an infirmity right now, there is a lady with some kind of challenge in your female area, and the Lord wants to give you a miracle right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Lamb of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Stay, let the glory kind of just come touch you and heal you. So many are get healed right where they are standing. But I sense there's some wonderful healing. There's symptoms of some kind of nerve disease that the Lord is touching this morning. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And someone, I see someone, they are taking shots. I don't know what it is, whether it's diabetes, some kind of, you have to take these shots. And the Lord, I see you. God says, I've heard your cry, and I want to give you that miracle. So come on up, receive. Hallelujah. Lord is moving. Praise you, O Jesus, Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.